And now, on PJ and Jim, time for your weekly COVID update with Tara Duggan.
Yes, it is. Tara's back with us. We're going to get our weekly update on all things COVID that you may not have heard about COVID.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is my new title for it.
I liked the other one you did, the thing about COVID.
The thing about COVID that you mightn't have heard about the COVID thing.
That you mightn't have heard about the things, yeah.
Anyway, Tara, what is the story?
Anyway,
where are you taking
us? A couple of interesting snippets have emerged this week that haven't gotten much coverage in the headlines, so I thought we'd take a look at them. The first one being taller people are more at risk of catching coronavirus.
Taller people?
Oh dear, PJ.
Specifically if you're over 6 foot.
Oh, that's Jim.
I'm not over 6 foot.
Yeah, you're 7 and a bit, I'd say, are you?
It's unbelievable, this
is. Yeah, okay.
I told you about those shoes.
He's only in his heels.
Only
PJ.
In my... Only and that's weekends only.
Yeah. All right, bank holidays then.
Bank holiday.
Yeah. You'll see him coming this weekend, folks.
Head above the crowd.
Yeah, so this is basically research that's been done by the University of Manchester and the Open University. Interviewed around 2,000 people. They found taller people have a higher risk of contracting COVID-19. Specifically, as we say, people over 6 feet tall who are twice as likely to
what?
Be... infected. Yes.
Wow.
Twice as likely to be infected with the novel coronavirus. There's a professor, Evan he's Greek, I think.
Well done.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm going to leave it there.
I would have thought your knowledge of all things Greek would have been very good, Tara.
Kontopantilos. There you go. Him. Anyway, he's saying that basically this is important because it further backs up the research that coronavirus spreads through the air. Height obviously wouldn't matter if it was just being spread on items, on contact surfaces.
Right.
So it's leaning, again, suggesting that downward droplet transmission is not the only mechanism and that it's aerosol transmission. So that allows the scientists to go, right. So in other words, it's not just falling down from your mouth onto surfaces picking it up. It's actually all around us and
going
it's kind of
the
clinging
air
into the air.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is why they reckon the people over 6 foot are twice as likely.
Who's our tallest person in here?
I honestly would have thought it was you.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm only 5'10". I'm not even close to being tall.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Jabers, I tell
trying
you.
To think who,
of
who,
all the things I think of when I think Jim McCabe, tall is not one of them.
Do you know something? I don't want to know what you think about when you think of me, Tara. To be perfectly honest with you.
Not tall.
Keep it to yourself.
Jim.
Neville would be kind of tall.
Neville came to mind.
Oh, Neville's tall, yes. Yeah.
Is Simon tall?
No, not really.
See, I'm such a midget that everyone's tall in comparison to me.
We don't have any, like, obviously kind of tall. Sure, we don't.
I'm glad to hear it.
We're a team of short arses.
We're a team of short arses. And in this instance, it's going to serve us well.
Good.
So there you go.
No wonder we haven't had any clusters.
That's brilliant, yeah. We've got to write that song again. Short bottom girls.
And boys,
yeah.
Okay, so the next item, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who of course is the US top virus and infectious disease expert. Himself and Donald Trump don't necessarily get on. And, you know, I know that Donald
Trump... Because Fauci has a brain.
Yeah, he's into facts. That's
his
problem.
He's into facts, the president of the US has been arguing back and forth with him over the merits of masks. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci has really upped the ante. He's saying that wearing goggles or an eye shield is the way to go if you want to protect yourself against COVID-19.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. Now, theoretically, he says, you need to protect all of the mucosal surfaces. So that's your eyes, your nose and your mouth. So if you've goggles or an eye shield with your mask, then he says you should use it.
Better again. Basically, we're going to end up in those old style diving helmets, are we?
That's the thing, yeah, with the little porthole on the front that you open when you teach or something.
Like, basically, stick your head in a goldfish bowl kind of thing.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, honest to God, like, it's when you see, like, there's footage going around now on the internet of a fella wearing a pair of knickers over his head. And the thing is, a shame that he went to just get onto the bus and he's got his own boxers, like, his own man knickers wrapped around his face. And you're thinking, the poor fella, he needs to get on the bus. Imagine you get to the stage where you have to have a pair of knickers and then
and
a bra over your eyes. Because you've forgotten everything, so all you could do is is borrow a pair of, you know, yeah, someone else's underpants. I like.
So your ears are the only safe bit, are they?
Well, do you know what? I actually didn't make any reference to the ears, but would ears be considered a mucosal?
No, there's probably no mucus. If you've got mucus in your ears, you probably need. Yeah. You probably have other issues.
Yeah,
the coronavirus would be the less of your concerns. Yeah. But there you go. He says that the only reason that they're not actually giving that as official public health advice is because they reckon it's, you know, the people firstly aren't going to pay any attention. I mean, if we're not wearing masks or if people aren't generally wearing masks.
Goggles is going to be a stretch.
The goggles will be a bit of a stretch. But he says the only reason that they're not actually making it official public health advice is because it's just easier for people to make their own face cloth themselves, covering. Yeah. And so they figure
if we get into homemade goggles, that's going to be entertaining.
I think it will, as PJ says, be a knickers and bra on your face.
It would.
Can you imagine cutting the ends out of disposable coffee cups and everything and cellophane over them and all, and homemade goggles.
We have a little challenge this morning.
We should
amongst the four of us. Actually,
imagine Mike's great hat. Yeah.
He's very good. He's very creative.
He could, a bit of make and do.
Yeah, a bit of make
homemade
and do.
Goggles.
I get it all wrong now, and I'll make myself a Zorro mask. I mean, the only two things that need to be covered to be sticking right out the front.
Isn't that what Donald Trump said? He looked like the Lone Ranger in his mask. Now, finally, we need to discuss, and I have to be very careful and read this very carefully, COVID toe.
COVID toe?
COVID toe.
Oh, God, what's this?
You understand now why I had to just be very careful about that, because the wrong thing nearly came out.
Yes.
Okay, so COVID toe is a thing, right?
Right.
And it is particularly amongst younger people who catch COVID-19. It's one of those lesser known symptoms or trigger pointers that you actually have COVID. So it's painful, itchy lesions, most likely on the toes. They kind of resemble chilblains. It's like an inflammatory skin condition, and it's been given the term COVID toe. Lasts about 12 days, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, there is...
You better be careful, PJ, with your bad feet.
I'm telling you.
You know the way you do have the bad feet?
This is the first time I've been very nervous over the whole thing.
Well, my fella's had an itchy toe going on now for a couple of weeks, and I'm now freaking out a bit that it could be COVID toe.
An itchy toe.
An itchy toe. Anyway, apparently...
When's the last time you changed your socks?
You shouldn't be wearing it. It's supposed to be summer. We should all be out in our sandals anyway. But apparently, this is a thing. It's a recognised condition. There is some suggestion, though, that maybe it was caused by the sedentary behaviour and the failure to wear warm footwear during the lockdowns rather than COVID-19. But I don't know. We'll stand by for the next COVID toe update.
So goggles and toe coverings are the next stage
of the fight against novel coronavirus.
If you're over 6 foot, you're not allowed out without goggles. Goggles and full shoes.
Yeah, goggles and wellies.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID Update. Classic hits.